can you tell me the story again?
Okay, we're alive. We're alive.
We're all alive.
Yeah, somehow, some way, we survived another week.
That's pretty crazy. One day, something, I don't know, the grass man maybe take us out. The yeah. Grass man. I don't know if there's more than one. I'm not really sure. Mm. They're an Ohio local. Along with the front van and whatever else we have running around.
Well, that's good, I guess.
Yeah. Anyway, we're what are we? Grandma.
Oh, yeah, we should probably do a real intro now. I don't know where my brain's at.
I don't know, but I can't think of the name of our podcast.
Well, that's okay. It's Grandma, Tell Me a Scary Story, the podcast. Not a major motion picture, not a Broadway play.
Right.
Not even a visual podcast. It's just an audio one.
Well, I think, yeah, I mean, I was going to say, I think being an audio podcast is kind of the point of a podcast.
Well, you know, you could do a video podcast. I'm sure people do that. Well, that just seems more like a show.
It's not a video, like, it's not a podcast then.
I would agree with that assessment. I don't necessarily think it's a podcast if there's video to it. Like, the whole point. Yeah, I'm with you.
I think that makes it a video at that point.
Agreed, but I'm not a smart man, so what do I know?
I don't know.
man.
I don't know what you know, but
yeah. So I don't know if you already said this because I was kind of spacing out because I'm just getting off work. But I'm Jeff.
Oh no, I didn't say that. I'm Rachel.
Okay.
I just want to focus on if you can hear the birds or not. I'm trying to get the birds to be louder.
No, I can't hear the birds.
They stop chirping, little jerks.
I'm anticipating that there might be some barking here sometime while we're recording on my end of things, because apparently everybody in my building has dogs, and they're loud and annoying and yappy dogs. They're not even good.
Expecting barking from my end, but okay. Or maybe
you got birds. You got birds. You got birds chirping, and I got dogs barking. It's fine.
No, but I tried to get birds on purpose. That's the whole thing.
I know. I'm just saying. I
wanted the birds, and they were really loud until you called me, and now they've all shut up.
Oh, they got performance anxiety. Okay.
You could even hear the chickens before. And I can't even hear them. They're so rude. Oh, the whole thing. I was like hoping for some background noise to my story today.
So what is your story today?
All right. I guess we can just do that. We're going to talk about a place that's a little dark, a little creepy, a little ghosty. So we're talking about what was once known as the Central State Hospital or the Lakeland Asylum in the E.P. Tom Sawyer Park, which is located outside of Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, okay. So somewhat local.
Yeah, sort of local. I was going for nearby, I guess.
Yeah, day trip.
Yeah. So, again, the park was once known as the Central State Hospital or the Lakeland Asylum. In case you couldn't figure that one out, it was an asylum, not just a hospital. Mm-hmm. And now it's a park, a big old park.
Big old park, okay.
In fact, it's like 550-acre park.
Hmm.
Which is why I was trying to get some birds and some nature sounds.
Okay, it all makes sense now.
I was going for, you know, a nice, like...
theme. Yeah, it was supposed to be themed.
And... I was trying to do something here, and it's, like, not cooperating with me. So, whatever, I'm just going to get into it.
Okay.
So, today, Tom Sawyer Park is, like I said, it's, like, a 550-acre park, which is pretty big, I think. Yeah. Sounds large to me.
Agreed.
It looks pretty normal. They have, like, picnic places and walking paths and hiking trails.
Mm-hmm.
All those good things.
Yeah.
But, oh, they also have, like, an archery range, which is kind of cool.
That is pretty cool, actually.
Right? And if you go just past the archery range, you'll come across these, like, big warning signs telling you that the area is monitored by electronic surveillance, like, basically saying, like, you know, don't come in here. Not supposed to be here. And essentially trying to tell you you're not supposed to enter what is left of the hospital. And you know what's left of the hospital? It's got a great name.
Oh.
The only part that's left of the hospital, essentially, I mean, I think there's like some ruiny bits, but the most important part of the hospital that's left is called Sauerkraut Cave.
Oh.
So, yeah.
That's interesting.
Right? I think it's fascinating. I like that it was called Sauerkraut Cave.
I do too.
We'll talk about it, but we can back up a little bit now in history, since now we know what's there now.
Yes.
Talk about the hospital in the 1940s.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So in the 1940s, the facility basically was like hundreds of patients over capacity.
Sounds right.
Yeah, that's about that time. Yep. Which is always great, you know. And they had an unknown, I mean, there's essentially like an unknown number of people that were buried there.
Oh,
on the grounds.
Okay.
Mostly like unmarked graves.
Lovely.
Yeah. So I actually have a quote here by Samuel W. Thompson in a book called The Village of Anchorage. I don't know why that's what it's called. I think he's just talking about like asylums in general.
Probably.
But anyway, we're reading it anyway. So in these institutions are housed 4,571 unfortunate people, occupying quarters designed to accommodate no more than 3,500. That's a lot of crowding.
Yeah, that's a lot. It's a lot of peeps.
That's a lot. Yeah. In this period of history, treatment for mental illness was inhumane at best, which I think we all already know that, but
yeah,
that's what he's telling us. Like with many other 20th century asylums, cruelty, torture, and neglect were abundant. It was common knowledge that the patients were beaten and horribly abused by hospital workers. So that just sounds great.
That also sounds very common for that.
Oh, yeah, no, that's what he's like, yeah. Apparently, there are also stories of orderlies that were accused of murdering patients, typically like by drowning them in bathtubs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something I guess like the locals would say, like that they drowned patients in bathtubs.
Mm-hmm.
The doctors were also said to use like experimental treatments, which were pretty bad.
Yeah, yeah.
And, of course, things like shock treatment and lobotomies were very common.
Yep. Yes, they were.
And according to folklore, so this isn't necessary. I didn't find anything to completely back this up. This is just, like, some of the rumors that the locals kind of claim.
Mm-hmm.
That the cave, the Sauerkraut Cave.
Yeah.
It's below the asylum. Was where like female patients would be taken if they became pregnant in the asylum.
That's always good.
Yeah, and so they would be kept there until the baby was born, and then the patients would be sent back to their rooms without a baby. Where the babies went, no one knows.
They're probably in the cave.
Probably they're cave babies now.
Yes. Yeah.
The cave was actually, it was also like, a place or like used, for attempted escapes.
Okay.
Which, I mean, I guess makes sense in theory, but it was actually a really bad plan.
Yeah, probably.
There's a lot of deep water and, other things going on in the cave. 'Cause it's not just like, you know, a tunnel out. It's like an actual cave.
Yeah, it's just, yeah. It's,
so, yeah. And then also, especially, like, in winter, there would be besides the deep water and things, like, they people would freeze to death.
Yeah. Sounds.
Yeah, so that's unfortunate.
Yeah, that's this place sounds wonderful. Why are we going here again?
Right, well, because Sauerkraut Cave. It has a cool name. That's what got my attention.
Is that the only reason we're going to this cave? Is because it's got maybe sauerkraut in it?
Well, so this... I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
Because the cave itself was a... And, like, there's a system of tunnels, obviously, like, beneath the asylum. Obviously, mm-hmm. like, there should be. Not obviously, but, you know.
Yeah.
It seems like that's just a common thing. I don't know. At least, like, yeah. In old asylums, that's not uncommon.
Yeah, I mean, I imagine a lot of those probably were to, like, discreetly dispose of dead bodies, because I can't imagine carrying a dead person through a room full of not mentally well people would be
well, a good also, thing. Like, in older hospitals and prisons and things, especially, like, during tuberculosis and some other things, they would use tunnels underground to remove the bodies because you didn't want to bring that through the populace.
Right, right, yeah.
Because you didn't want to spread the germs as well.
Right, there's that too, yeah.
But they also used it, the cave as, like, a storage facility, and that's essentially where it got the name
Sauerkraut Cave.
They actually kept, like, barrels of sauerkraut down there.
Oh, okay.
So, like, it's not as creative as you think, I guess. I like sauerkraut, so, you know, whatever, but...
I do too. I enjoy me some sauerkraut.
It's like a good place to go, but apparently once this facility actually shut down, and we'll talk a little more about the history in a second, but like once it shut down, mm-hmm. They found, like, locals like kind of went in and like they found thousands of canned goods there in the storage facility, including like barrels of sauerkraut, but like also canned goods and things that had been mm-hmm. left behind.
Hmm.
So I think that's actually like when it became known as Sauerkraut Cave. I don't think they called it that, like.
Oh, when it was actually in use.
In use, but like after the fact, they're like, "Oh yeah, Sauerkraut Cave."
Okay.
That's so, mm-hmm. And then in 1986, so you know, a few years ago,
mm-hmm.
A new, like, more modern facility was built nearby, and then the remaining patients were moved there.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, like, all that's left remaining of Lakeland Asylum is Sauerkraut Cave, as we've already discussed, mainly mm-hmm. because it's, like, a cave and it's underground, so what are you going to do? Yeah. And there are, like, two cemeteries that are still left.
Okay.
The exact number of people that died there and, like, buried there is unknown.
Hmm.
So, but it's estimated to be around 5,000 patients that are buried in, like, unmarked graves.
Sounds right, too.
Yeah, there are a lot of deaths that were, like, records that were lost for patients. So they're like, we don't know.
Lovely.
Yeah. And the cave was, for a time, actually open to exploration and guided tours.
Mm-hmm.
But recently it was closed for, like, safety reasons. Kind of like I mentioned, like, it's a cave.
Yeah.
So. Underground tunnels aren't necessarily the safest of things. And running, like, water and all that other fun stuff, it can make for a bad time.
Yes, it can. Yeah, it's not like the catacombs, which had so many bones.
So many bones that you can't touch and you can't take them home.
Yeah.
But, well, anyway.
Yeah.
We need to go to the catacombs, that's all.
We can. We definitely do once the world opens. Well, it's opened back up now, but...
Are we allowed in minutes?
Probably, but I don't know. That's a conversation for a different time.
Yeah, that's probably true. Okay, back to the sauerkraut.
Yeah, back to Sauerkraut Cave.
Yeah, I'm really hungry now.
Me too. Yeah.
About Sauerkraut Cave all day. Anyway, yeah, so they were closed for safety reasons, which is kind of a bummer. You can still go to the old cemeteries. Like, they're just apparently, like, marked by wooden fencing.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how exciting that is. It's interesting, but, like, at the same time...
It can be kind of fun, like... As morbid as this is, one time my aunt and I, we met up and then we walked around a cemetery for a bit just to like look at the old like gravestones and like seeing like how old they were and how.
Yeah, I think that's, I mean, I wouldn't call it fun necessarily, but I definitely think it's interesting.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Like there's a cemetery that like my my cousins and stuff are buried in, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. There are some really fascinating headstone, like they've just done some like really interesting like carving work and stuff on them. Like it's really cool, actually. Yeah. Like pieces of art essentially that they've made into headstones.
Yeah.
So plus I like you said, like I like going to see how old some of them are and like reading. They used to be very descriptive about people on there.
They did. What we need that to happen again. Probably because it was, I mean, now it's probably so expensive for every word that you put on a headstone.
Yeah, I think it's like probably by the letter.
Yeah.
We don't get the fun like whole story of your life on there essentially anymore.
No.
Which is, I mean, I guess it's a kind of a bummer, but I don't know. Anyway, so. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, there's wooden fencing around the graveyards. But again, remember, or cemeteries, whatever you want to call them. But, like, again, there are also people that are buried, like, that were buried on the property in unmarked graves.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, just, I think that's just something to keep in mind if you decide to go and, like, look for the graveyard and, like, the blocked-off entrance to the cave.
Mm-hmm.
You may very well still be, like, walking through an unmarked cemetery, which on its own is kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Although, to be fair, like, I've gone, and this is, like, I don't know if this is technically a state park or not, because it's Tom Sawyer. I don't know that it's exactly a state park. I don't know. But, like, I know when I was out at, you know, Ohio University, we would go hiking and stuff, like, outside of town.
Yeah,
some of the parks out there, like you would like randomly stumble across like a little like family graveyard is the only way I can put it. Like they had maybe like a handful of headstones, like all the same name.
Mm-hmm.
It's out in the middle of nowhere, like no warning, just like, oh look, dead people.
Yeah.
So I don't know, it kind of makes me think of that. Because they weren't on the trail. They were just, like, kind of, you know, off the trail.
Yeah.
So you never know, like, you know, when you'll be walking through a graveyard, I guess.
That is true. You never know.
It could be anywhere. But let's take a quick break, and then we can talk about the ghost part of the story.
Okie dokie. Yeah, they went to Sauerkraut Cave.
They probably did. They were hungry.
Yeah.
I haven't had them in a few days.
Yeah. Well, we are back from break now.
Yay.
Yeah.
I did my phone. Oh, my phone's telling me you started the recording again.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad your phone's letting you know that I'm recording.
I didn't realize I had my notifications turned on. I was like, what is it telling me? Anyway, back to the cave of Sauerkraut.
Yeah.
So, of course, because, you know, I think this is a common thing again with like asylums and things, but Sauerkraut Cave. Okay. Not Sauerkraut. Sauerkraut.
Mm-hmm.
Has become essentially like a local hotspot for, you know, ghost hunter types looking for a thrill. Which, I mean, with that kind of name. Of course it is. Or I guess it could be just the fact that, like, the history of the location is pretty, pretty dark.
Oh.
You know, I mean, maybe.
Yeah.
Just, you know, a little bit. I'm not saying it's, like, super dark. It's Sauerkraut Cave after all, but.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, a general overview of what people have claimed to, you know, hear and see in the area.
Mm-hmm.
People have claimed, you know, of course, hear voices talking.
Yeah.
And other, like, strange noises. But I have to say, at the same time, like, totally a believer here. But if you're in a cave or, like, some kind of tunnel system or something, like, you're probably going to hear some weird noises. Mm-hmm. Sound travel's kind of funny like that.
Especially in a cave with water. Yeah.
Like, caves have some fun echoey things going on and stuff. I don't know how much time anybody else has spent in a cave, but I've been on a few cave things and they're cool. But yeah, sound can be weird.
Sound do be weird sometimes.
Especially underground with tunnels and stuff. And again, like I said, there's like water and other things moving around. So
yeah.
Plus, if you're already creeped out about, you know,
caves.
Caves, yeah, being underground where like a bunch of people died apparently. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hear some sound. Anyway, I'm not, you know, saying go find caves to go climb through because that's not the best idea, but
yeah, probably not.
They can be fun, you know, and yeah. Either like go spelunking with like the proper training or a proper guide. Don't just go on your own.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to go cave diving, go to Mammoth Cave or something like that.
Right, like, don't, yeah, just, yeah, don't go trespassing in caves, like, that's probably a really bad idea.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
Just look caves at what happened in the descent.
Yeah, shouldn't go into. Anyway, like I said, it's become a pretty big, like, hotspot for the, I don't know if it's just locals, but that's, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's a known hotspot, I guess. So some other incidents that have been reported. Visitors have felt weird or uneasy upon entering the cave.
Well, yeah, it's a cave.
Yeah, so, you know, whatever, take it as you will. Yeah. People have also, like, heard music playing somewhere in the cave before.
Mm.
That's a little creepy, like, except in my mind, I just imagine, like, a music box playing somewhere in the back of the cave.
Yeah, and it's probably, like, old-timey, like, classical-y music, too. It's not, like...
Yeah.
You know, it's not like a Megan Dia song. It's...
No, probably not. That'd still be a little strange, but, like...
Yeah, that would be a little strange, but I feel like me and the ghost would be friends if they were trying to help me with Megan Dia music.
Yeah, that, I mean, I'd probably take that better than, like, some creepy older music that I just didn't expect to hear.
Yeah.
One visitor reported having something tug on her hair and her skirt. I don't know that I like that.
That seems a little pervy, a little sexual salty.
Seems a little aggressive. I don't like it.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, like, what if it was, like, a bug or a bat or something, like, that got caught in your hair? I don't know. I'm just saying. Ew.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want anything tugging on my clothing, like, in a cave.
Yeah. No, I'm good. I'm good.
Like, don't touch me.
Bro, I'm not having a good time. Don't touch me.
I just imagine, like, a giant spider or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to move on from the giant spider that I just imagined crawling around the cave, pulling on people's hair.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah. Okay. So a lot of visitors have actually reported hearing, like, a young girl's voice calling out for, like, mom or mommy somewhere down the tunnels, like, in the tunnels.
Hmm.
Like, they'll be in the cave and they hear it in the tunnel, which is definitely kind of creepy. Also, don't take your small children with you, like, when you're trespassing.
Yeah, that's not the wisest move.
No, I don't do that. One local paranormal group that investigated the cave claimed to have taken a photo that shows a big man with a burly beard leaning against, like, a stack of tiles. Because, again, remember, like, they use this as storage, so, like, there's just random junk down there, too.
Yeah.
And I have to admit, I read that, like, when I was writing it, I actually read that as like, with a bunny beard at first, which I don't know what that even means. I don't know what a bunny beard is, but it was really funny in my head.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what a bunny beard is either, but...
I don't know, but yeah, they said a burly beard. So I assume that just means like a lumberjack beard. I don't know.
Yeah, I would think like something like that, or yeah, like an unkempt beard.
Yeah, I don't know, like that. Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what they meant by it. So yeah. That's just my picture is like a big, yeah, hairy person. Another visitor described, like, when walking into the cave, they quote, "There's a strange feeling to the exploration, like entering a room full of people who have had a terrible argument right before you arrived."
Oh.
So, like, I guess just like a really thick tension in the air kind of thing. That does sound really awkward, honestly. Like,
it is really awkward. I've had that happen. It's not fun.
No, it's not fun. I don't know. Like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Like, well, I don't know. Maybe there were people in there arguing. I have no idea.
Yeah, one of the ghosts.
Yeah. And then a lot of people just claim to, like, get, like, a really sad feeling, which, as we've discussed before, though, like, with a lot of these places with, like, a really dark history, like, you just kind of...
Yeah, there's just, like, a weight that stays there.
Yeah. So that doesn't surprise me. Like, that is a sad place, honestly. Like,
yeah.
We know a lot of bad things happened there, and like there were like people buried without even their families really being given like the whole.
Probably without them even knowing. Yeah.
Because yeah. So that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway. Everything I was read too.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the last of like the activity. Like there wasn't a ton of activity. It's all okay. Stuff. Sorry. I didn't jump to the next thing. But because like I said, because it's been like, you know, kind of blocked off now from tours and things, I think the reports have kind of died down.
Yeah.
Which I mean, I was going to say that's sad, but at the same time, maybe not the worst thing since it was for, you know, for safety reasons.
Yeah, I mean, I know, like, yeah. I'm just surprised that there's still, like, stuff in it that they haven't, like, gone in and cleaned it out.
Yeah, you know, I'm guessing, actually, I'm not surprised. I think with some of, like, older buildings and stuff, people just, like, leave them there. Like, leave the stuff.
Yeah, I just...
Yeah, which is weird. I know, but I don't know.
I'm just thinking, like, because they had canned... Like, I don't know. They probably did this. I'm sure they did. But, like, with all that canned... With all the food and stuff, like, most of it was probably still good because canned food lasts forever.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, like, I think when the, like, that's when they, like, went after it closed down, like, the locals went in, like, and took it.
Oh, okay. Well,
why the hospital left it there. It's kind of weird, but.
Yeah.
That part, yeah, that is a little strange that they just, like, left all the food behind. Because that's how it even, like I said, that's how it got the name, like, Sauerkraut Cave. Like.
Yeah, because people found a bunch of sauerkraut. Yeah, people went in
and, like, what the heck? I don't know. Maybe they just didn't want to be there anymore, so they were like, peace. And
maybe I don't know,
it's a little weird. But essentially, like, every like thing that I found on this, like, they essentially said, like, please don't trespass or try to visit the cave. I'm guessing it's like really not, so I don't know, maybe like the system, like the tunnel system is unstable or something. Considering like the building isn't really there anymore, I'm guessing there's some instability in the ground there.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
So I think they, I don't know if they knocked it down or what, but like if the only thing that's left is like the cave and the underground tunnels and then your cemeteries, like clearly knocked the building down somehow. Not the safest place to go, like
exploring.
And again, like they closed it to the public because, and like they shut it down because of safety reasons. So
yeah.
Everything I read said, please don't, like, try and trespass or, you know, go exploring. And I did find one person on their blog, they were talking about it, and they said, please do not trespass. Security in the park is very tight. Trust me, I had an officer approach me when I started walking around behind the archery range a few years ago. Like, they didn't even make it to the cave and they got stopped.
Well, they're going behind the archery range. Like, of course they're going to get stopped. Like, that's dangerous.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure they were far enough that it wasn't, like... Yeah. I assume there's fencing or something behind the archery range. Because I was reading, like, a review of the park. Mm-hmm. And somebody said, like, that they were on a trail. And, like, them and their partner were on a trail. Like, on one of the hiking trails or something. And somehow they ended up behind, on the wrong side of a fence or something. They realized that they were in the wrong place because they found the entrance to the cave
mm-hmm.
without meaning to get there. And then, like, when they were trying to, like, get back out, they're like, I guess they just kept going. And then, like, we're on the other side of the fence, but they're not sure how they got there because it wasn't marked. Like, I don't know. So, Clearly you can still get there, just try not to.
Yeah.
I guess. Yeah. And if you have any interest in checking out, like, some video of the cave or anything, I found a YouTube video
mm-hmm.
By this user called Artificial Mayo.
Okay.
Like, M-A-O. It is, and I looked at some pictures and stuff, too. I mean, it's not creepy. Like, even if you're not into ghosts, like, I think it's still a pretty creepy place.
Yeah.
So that was just like, I know it was kind of short. There wasn't a lot of info to be found on Sauerkraut Cave overall, but I think what I did find is pretty fascinating and kind of dark. Especially, like I said, there were multiple sources that claimed like the pregnant women, like they would be taken down to the cave and like the babies just disappeared. People would try and escape into the cave and the tunnels, and they kind of didn't quite make it out either. So, yeah, not a fun place. But hopefully everybody enjoyed my short story about Sauerkraut Cave and the Lakeland Asylum.
Yeah.
A little bit of history for you people in Kentucky.
Yeah.
In case you didn't know about this. I haven't asked any of my Kentuckians if they did, so.
Yeah.
I guess I'll find out.
Next time, yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. I was going to ask Brianna, but she's not really from Kentucky. She just lives there now.
Oh.
But you should ask your sister. She lives in Kentucky.
Yeah, she lives in Louisville.
Well, then she should know about this.
Yeah.
Just tell her don't take the kids. Take the kids to the park, but not the cave.
Yeah.
Well, you could take the kids the next time you're in town.
Interesting. Sorry, I'm looking up it. I'm looking at the pictures of it now.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of. If this is what I'm thinking of. It really looks more like it's not like a natural looking cave. It looks like it. I mean, it probably is further back, like just the front that you can see pictures of looks very artificial, which makes sense.
I mean, they made an interest. I don't know. It's a weird.
Yeah.
It's a weird thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just like that, you know, like they have warning signs. Don't go in here.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. There's like more history on like in the area, in the land that is now the park, like going back to like, the French and Indian War, like people getting killed there and stuff. And yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know. Anyway, that was the story. I thought it was good or interesting.
Yeah, no, it was. It was. It was. It was interesting. I just, yeah. Yeah.
It's a weird looking place. You're not wrong.
Yeah. Sorry. I went down a rabbit hole of looking at those pictures.
Yeah. Well, I think because they built it out. I mean, they added, I don't know, the whole building and stuff, like they built out because they were using it. I don't know. Tunnels. And anyways, do you have anything else for us?
I don't think so. I did check around some places today to see if we had any reviews. We do not. We have any more reviews. So if you like this episode, give us a review.
Yeah,
if you can, depending on where you're listening. If you liked us, share us with a friend. If you hate us, share us with an enemy. All that usual end of the episode bookkeeping that we do.
Share us with both your friends and enemies.
Oh yeah, don't discriminate. Just share us with everybody, assuming you want to. I'm not going to force you. We obviously can't do that, but.
No, not yet. We can't, but.
Yeah. Yeah, if you've been there, shoot us an email. Let us know what your experience was like with it. And that's all I got.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, on that note, I guess everybody, I've been Jeff.
And I've been Rachel.
And this has been another installment of Grandma Tell Me a Scary Story, the podcast.
Yep, we're still a podcast.
Yep. Well, I guess on that note, we will say good night. So, good night.
Good night.
Good night, Grandma.